This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Friends, welcome to Pod Maverick After Dark. I'm Kirk Henderson, joined by Josh Bow. It's the first time we've been together in a couple of in like 10 days. Josh, how are you?
Oh, I'm tired as hell.
Let's get going then. We're not gonna BS. Both of us have to work tomorrow. I mean, it is a holiday week, but we still have crap to do. So we're just gonna kind of grind through this one. It would have been nice if the Mavericks won, but alas, they lost 125-122. It was what's become a fairly standard Mavericks performance, particularly without Anthony Davis, where they get down way too much and they spend a significant amount of the game digging themselves out of it. First quarter is really bad. I think we're going to have a Ryan Nembhard discussion now and then, now or later, because he's just not it. I mean, he's a rookie, undrafted rookie. My expectations for him were a little lower than everybody else's. And, you know, he had, I don't mean to like lay this loss at him, but like the first quarter, he's just getting crushed. He ended up being a negative one on the game. How the hell is Max Christie a negative 12 in a game where he led the team in scoring? Sorry, a little aside there.
He was pretty bad for like the first three quarters. He turned it on in the fourth.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, his three-point shooting is good for the game, though. You know, it's 5-7 from three, it's not nothing. Anyhow, And so it's like, you know, the Mavericks ended up down for 13 in the first quarter, 12 at halftime. They had a miraculous final minute of the third quarter, and they enter the fourth quarter down 4 points. They keep chipping away. They finally tie the game at about 9 minutes and 30 seconds. They don't take the lead until about 6 minutes, 7 minutes. They play back and forth with the lead. And then they ended up taking a 4-point lead with like 2 minutes to go, 117 to 113. Then they surrendered a 7-0 run, which was truly ridiculous. And then, you know, the Blazers just had more. They kept coming. They got some iffy calls. Like, I don't want to make this a refs game, because like, if you were to look at the box score, the Blazers did foul more than the Mavericks did. The Mavericks went more to the free throw line than the Blazers did. But it just didn't. The Mavericks played with more physicality and more force, and they didn't get rewarded for it, in my opinion. And just some bad events didn't go their way late in the game, and they lost. And it's kind of annoying. I don't really know where we should start. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, they lost the game in the first half. You lose the game by 3 and you're down by 17, 18 in the first half. Like, that's the game. You know, yeah. You play better in the first half. They probably win this game by 10, 12 points. You know, if you keep it tied at halftime. I mean, the Blazers had nothing in the second half. They scored 40. They scored exactly 50. And that's because they did get a little big run in the last, like you said, that 7-0 run. I mean, Portland was doing nothing in the second half offensively. Nope. They were on the second half of back-to-back. They had tired legs. They were not going to keep shooting threes, even if the Mavericks were giving them up. They were not going to keep shooting as well as they were, because they're a bad shooting team.
Yep.
They're one of the worst shooting teams in the NBA. They entered tonight with the 24th best offense. So as bad as the Mavericks' defense was in the first half, it's not like that was smoke and mirrors what Portland did. It just wasn't sustainable. Which is why I think this game is so frustrating, because you just could kind of, I could kind of see, and we were talking about it in our Slack. I was like, you know, Mavericks are going to make this close. I don't know if they're going to win, but Portland's not going to shoot like this for the rest of the game. And they didn't, and they had a chance to win. And, you know, we could break down the final minutes. We can break down the final play, which was kind of interesting after looking at it a couple times. But bottom line is, if they play any remotely solid defense in the first 12 minutes of the game, where they give up 42 to Portland in the first quarter, they win the game. And like you said, some of that's on Nimhard. Some of that, honestly, as good of a game as he had. Max Christie didn't fare well defensively in the first quarter. Daniel Gafford, like, they just, you know, they don't have AD. They don't have Derek Lively. They are defensively challenged in a lot of ways. They're relying on a lot of Dwight Powell. But they still could have been a little bit better.
Let's talk about that, because I just wrote about this.
Yeah.
So the Mavericks essentially have 5 centers. You want to go through them. And I'm talking about the whole roster. You got Derek Lively, Anthony Davis, Daniel Gafford, Dwight Powell, Musa Cisse. Of those 5, you can effectively play drop coverage with Anthony Davis and maybe Derek Lively. I have not seen Musa Cisse play enough. I want to say no right now, because he's young in his career. You cannot do it with Dwight Powell. You cannot do it with Daniel Gafford. Gafford really can't play any kind of defense, to be fair. I mean, he's a weak side shot blocker who's being tasked with doing more. And Dwight Powell entered the game in that first quarter and just got ruthlessly attacked, because he's backing up. And I'm not as good as explaining defense as you are, but it was driving me crazy, because we watched Dwight Powell 3 seasons ago, I guess it's 4 seasons ago now, help lead the Dallas Mavericks to the Western Conference Finals by playing a frenetic, intense, scrambling defense using the only defensive assets Dwight Powell has, which is his ability to hustle. And instead, they just had him tonight back his ass up in LA. And I don't understand it.
I don't know. I don't know either. I don't know if it's because of, you know, what, that was 3 years ago and Powell is now, I don't know.
That's true.
Getting up there, and maybe he can't, you know, maybe they can't ask him to do that like he used to. Mm-hmm. But it's a bad combination when you have bigs that like to play back and then you play guards that get swallowed up on screens. Like that's a, you can't, you can have maybe, you can get away with maybe one or the other, but you can't get away with both.
Right.
So like, you know, even Brandon Williams at times and Ryan Nimhard and Max Christie at times in the first half, I mean, they were getting screened and it was, they were out of the play. And yep. then you combine that with Powell and Gafford are in the restricted area and you're giving these Portland guards runway or you're giving them the ability to step into a three. I'm sure the defensive game plan, you know, maybe not leave them this open, but was these guys can't shoot. They don't have a lot of good guards. So let's hang back and let's dare them to beat us with the three. And they probably weren't counting on Caleb Love making 6 3-pointers. But you know, like, I mean, Shane Sharp was 2 of 5 from three and he didn't shoot the ball particularly well. Like Portland shot the ball well overall from three, but it was mainly, I mean, it was mainly Love. Uh-huh. Kamara and Klingon made a couple of like spot up threes that, you know, I think you just kind of let those guys, you let those guys maybe shoot, when you're trying to pack the paint and trying to prevent guys, from scoring at the basket. But yeah, they cleaned it up in the second half when you know they played a little tighter in the pick and roll. It was just the first quarter was just, it was just too bad. Like guys were getting walloped on screens, they're getting wiped out of the play, and then you know the bigs aren't helping up to compensate, and it just led to them getting caught out in bad positions all night. And by the time they tuned it up a little bit in the second half, you know you're down 17 now. You know. You're kind of at the mercy of the other team playing bad. Like, you know, you could play better and they did, but they couldn't erase 17, 18 points.
Yep. And you know, you look at some of the data, it's the Mavericks got, you know, they gave up 6 offensive rebounds in the first quarter. They ended up giving up 17 for the game, which means they cleaned it up enough, but you just can't keep getting murdered in these first quarters. It's very, very annoying to watch because you know, you had to do the Kings game the other night. I was watching it on my phone. Wasn't that basically the same story with the Kings game where they found themselves down double digits at halftime?
Yes.
No.
Same thing.
It's just it's not watchable. It's just not sustainable. And you know, like I've been engaging in some conversations on the internet because I just can't help myself. And there's still a pretty hefty segment of the fan base that is like, if Dallas gets it together, they can make a run. Well, this is now 6 straight road losses. You got to win more than you lose is my really genius assertion right now. The Mavericks are sitting firmly ensconced in 12. The Clippers have made a hilarious run.
Yeah, this was a bad loss too for the standings. If you're someone that wants them to make a push.
Yes. It's interesting because you know the Mavericks started out 5-20 and now they are five and 15.
Yeah.
And now they are 12-20, which means they've basically gone.
Oh, they're 12-22.
So that do the math there with me. Is that's basically playing 500 basketball, right?
Yeah, what's that, 7-7?
Yeah. You gotta win more than you lose at some point, like over a significant stretch to really make a dent.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's just frustrating. It's frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, this is a weird team. I mean, what they in the month of December, they have wins at Denver, Miami, Houston, Denver again, Detroit, and they have losses to New Orleans, Sacramento, and Portland. And you like, I don't know. That's why, like, the only thing I want to predict about this team is that they're gonna keep the game close.
Yeah.
Everything else is like, I don't know, or maybe they'll lose. Maybe they win on the road and they win at home. And they lose on the road. I think they only have 3 road wins this season. Am I looking at that right? Yeah, they are 3-12 on the road.
Yeah, that's not 3-13.
Oh, now. 3-13.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty brutal. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break because you want to go to bed. I want to go to bed. Everybody should want to go to bed. We'll be right back. Let me insert some ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the 1, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, fast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at Sierra.com.
All right, thanks for sticking with us. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so. We're really hitting the winter of discontent. This is the part of the year, January, which is this is the last Dallas Mavericks game of the regular of the 2025 portion of the season. January is when you really start to hit the doldrums. Obviously, the Mavericks are going to – there's going to be a lot of discussion about the Dallas Mavericks. I think you and I will probably briefly touch on some of that discussion, maybe save it more for next week. Surrounding the trade deadline, which at least gives us other things to talk about than not great basketball. But it's just, you know, if you're with us, be with us. It's very tough, for us to get it up to do this at this point. The losses, the clutch games are interesting. But I don't know. It's Anthony Davis is, it's so funny when they put Ryan Nembhard into the starting lineup, that like coincided with Anthony Davis coming back, and a lot of the win credit was given to Ryan Nembhard when it's just obvious watching. It's like, oh, you mean you're missing the really good defensive center who also likes to score? That's why, yeah. You know, that's why the Mavericks are losing. Like you lose an all-star caliber player, all NBA. If you're really feeling generous, then the team's going to suck. Like it's not,
particularly the team's not built with withstand
this many injuries.
No.
And you know, we didn't even talk about this, but the Mavericks have applied for a couple of like salary exceptions for both Dante Exum and for Derek Lively, which I thought was interesting. Which, you know, that's something we can talk about later. They're not roster exceptions. They're salary exceptions in order to basically say that this money shouldn't count against our books, which goes to tell you what the Mavericks are thinking about these things. But, you know, this was just the kind of game. You know, PJ Washington, really, like, just a disappearing game for him. Not sure what was going on there. The Mavericks really could have used his awakenedness. Now, there were six Mavericks in double figures, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, they played a good offensive game, all things considered.
Yeah, and that's, you know, this game was a little bit more of your classic math game where they just get beat. You know, they're minus 15 on the 3-point shooting. They gave up 9 offensive boards.
Yep.
What are some of the team stats that were like really of beyond that were of interest to you?
Yeah. I mean, the thing that I say after every game is the three numbers with this team are turnovers, offensive rebounds, and 3-point shooting. And if they win 2 out of those three categories, they win. And if they don't, they lose the game. And they lost offensive rebounds and they lost 3-point shooting.
Yeah.
They did do it on turnovers. They didn't turn the ball over nearly as much as they did against Sacramento. But when you get almost doubled up on, you get doubled up on the glass, and you lose the 3-point line by 5 makes, it's hard to overcome that. What did you think of, you want to talk about, I think this is what everyone's going to be talking about, is the last play. Oh. Najee. what are your thoughts? Cause it's interesting now that I've watched it a couple times. It looks like the Mavericks actually did draw up a good play. Although maybe you question why Najee
could have gotten the pass. Do you think Najee could have gotten the pass to Christie? Because I'm sitting there watching the guy on the block who's getting screened, and I'm wondering if he's kind of lying in the weeds there.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the hard part. But he does. He looks open.
Yeah.
And the way, I mean, PJ is deliberately like, it looks like that was the play, right?
Yeah. It's good play.
The play was probably like Cooper drive. If they come to you, we're going to run a bat. We're going to run Christie off PJ screen. Najee hit him, but Najee is so open. Like there's part of it where it's like Najee pass it. And I get it. Like, cause Christie looks like he's wide open. And it looks like that's kind of the play, but Najee's also like so open, like that's so open that I can't imagine the coaches were like, hey, don't shoot. Like they're NBA players. It's hard to tell these guys to be like, I'm that open, don't shoot it. And it's not like Najee can't make that shot, although he is a bad 3-point shooter this season.
The shot doesn't look bad though. It's not like he's throwing up these balloons where you're like, oh no. That he's hit a couple of wild ones this year, which I think probably balance out on average. I mean, if he would have hit one of these, no, it wouldn't have been a shock. It would have been, you know, pleasing.
I think the design flaw here is making Najee the guy to make that pass and put that in that position. I think ideally you want whoever it is, whether they're going to take that shot or they're passing it to Christie in the corner.
Yep.
You want to try to make that a better 3-point shooter than Najee and maybe have Najee on the other side of the floor in the weak side. But I think Kidd also wanted Najee to inbound the ball because he trusts Najee's passing. So I, you know, 6-1, half dozen the other. But yeah, I mean, ideally that should be a better shooter in that position. Cause one pass away from Cooper, you know, they're going to send 2 at Cooper. You want a better shooter to be one pass away from Cooper. So you can have a better chance to win, you know, make the shot there. But now that you see Christie coming baseline and being that wide open, it's like, you want to kill Kidd for putting Najee there, but then it's also like, well, also, I mean, it looks like the play worked and Najee just didn't make the pass. So I don't want to kill him. I don't want to kill the coaching staff too much on the design there. Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. But yeah, right. If you want to have that one back, I would figure out a way so that Cooper's first pass, if Portland brings help, is to someone who's a better shooter than Najee.
I think that's right. While we're on the concept of sort of killing Kidd, I'm very worried about the next 4 weeks, because if you look at the Mavericks record month by month while Kidd is coach, December and January they get fucking waxed. And this is regardless of who's on the team. It's kind of shocking where they make these incredible late February and March runs. The kind of stuff front of me of the pod, Matt Moore says, are like fake wins.
Yeah, the 22 and the 24, 2022, 2024 runs both had huge February post, you know, February runs.
I just sort of worry because it's like there's elements of this where the kid part of this, it's like he is capable of really good coaching. I want to say that out loud, but he's a maddening basketball coach where I need him. You know, I asked this the other day. He only got thrown out one time while Luka was with the team. I need to see him protect Cooper Flagg a little bit. I need to see him do some I'm co-leader of this team type stuff. I get that that's not how he plays.
It's just not him.
It's just not him. Yeah. But it's like
asking Daniel Gafford to start shooting threes, like,
or shooting running floaters like he did in the first quarter. But it's like maybe something post game, something anything. No. Like Flagg having two free throws this game when he was getting hit like he was. Like that's a player protection issue. Like if Flagg gets hurt and the Mavericks aren't advocating for him, holy shit. That's a problem. And there's ways to advocate that aren't in the games, and I'm sure the Mavericks are sending tapes in the league office. But NBA reffing is at a crisis point. And traditionally, rookies don't get a lot of protection. But this, I just watched some of this stuff tonight, and I'm just like, geez. This is, I don't know. It's something that's been on my mind.
No, that sucked, especially when you contrast that with, you know, one of the deciding foul calls toward the end of the game, which was one of those, you know,
a guy like an NBA 2K create a player with respect to Caleb Love or whatever his name is. Like,
yeah, that part sucks.
Yeah. Just terrible. Denny Avdija, really quite the basketball player.
yeah. He's pretty good. He can't he doesn't shoot well against the Maverick, like shoot jumpers. He scores well in the paint, but he missed some free throws. He missed free throws the last time these two teams played, which kind of cracked the door open. God, I was going to say something. I was like looking at something and I was thinking about something toward the end of the game. Man, I lost it. But you're talking about the December, January kid, mm-hmm. how they lose. And like what's especially rough now is they play a lot of road games. For a team that's only won three road games, their schedule is because they played like 55,000 home games in October and November. They are on the road a ton from here to the end of the season. Like it doesn't really let up. Like I'm looking at it now because again, they play like their first 20 games, like 15 of them or 13 of them were home. Like it's going to balance out now. Now they're playing on the road a bunch.
God, that February stretch is brutal. Holy cow. They still play. It's about 50-50 in January. And then February, oh no.
Yeah, they got a lot of road games still left on the calendar. Like
some beautiful start times for us, though, later in the year. When we're
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We're gonna hate doing this. Just really.
I know.
Yeah, I look. This is the point of the. You know, we question why we do this often enough. I think I'm not gonna host the Mavs party tonight. I'm just too tired. I would do it. I would do it if it were a different thing. But I drove. I got up at 3 a.m. yesterday and drove back here, and I'm still kind of out of sorts. Yeah. We get a nice 2-day break. I will say the Mavericks don't play a lot of like back-to-backs for a while. They had, you know, the pre, what do you want to call it? NBA Cup tournament schedule is pretty brutal. And that's almost by design because you have those gaps in the schedule. And then I'm looking ahead here, like the Mavericks play Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday. Like they don't have a back-to-back until January 24th, 25th. And for our sanity, and for you as a Mavs fan out there in the world, I think there's some having a little pace like this. Like if the NBA had 65 or 70 games and there were no back-to-backs, I think consuming the sport as a fan would be a lot easier to be like, it's like the baseball element where it becomes part of your, you know how many baseball games are happening when you're a baseball fan. Cause it's routine with the NBA. It's just fucking out there. It's just shit on the page. So it's now we kind of know what to expect for the rest of the month, which makes consuming and covering the game a little easier for us and hopefully for you as a fan too, which will be something. It's funny. Our friends at Locked On Mavs after the Sacramento game didn't talk about the Sacramento game. They talked about Anthony Davis trades. Our slate at Mavs Moneyball tomorrow, if I have my druthers, is quite literally going to be three trade adjacent articles. Do we care right now? Do you care right now? Or do you want to settle until you've written out what you thought you were going to write at some point? I think that's fine, by the way.
No, I mean, I need people to understand that trading Anthony Davis is not about the return. It's about what it means for the organization's flexibility in the future. Mm-hmm. So I think there's just a big disconnect from people that are like, well, you can't trade Anthony Davis. He's a top 15 player. You need to get back this many picks. You need to get back this many players, or you don't trade him and you hold on and you try to get healthy with Kyrie next season and make a run if there no one wants to give his value. And it's like, you know, there's the Looney Tunes part of like, you know, wait for this team to get healthy, which is a myth. It's never going to happen. Like this team's not going to get healthy. Like it's just not. I'm sorry. Like Anthony Davis is not going to get healthier as he gets older, and he can't stay healthy as it is. I don't know why it's going to get better a year from now as he gets older and more miles on his body. To say nothing of we have no idea what Kyrie is going to look like when he gets back from his ACL injury. So ignoring even that fairy tale part of it, like it's just simple. Cooper is 19. They are nearly a second apron team. When you're nearly a second apron team, your roster building options are so restricted that again, like it's like, how can that be the return? The return is that financial flexibility to start making better free agency signings, to start opening up your trade possibilities a little bit more, being able to wiggle around with the trade stuff in terms of the money you're sending out, the money you're allowed to receive, all that kind of stuff, how you match salaries. Like the NBA sucks for how they've all these rules.
Cause it forces you to be an accountant.
And I can't blame some fans for being like, well, you know, not knowing all the ins and outs. Cause I don't even know all the ins and outs, but like bottom line, like the trading AD thing, like people just need to understand. It's not even about tanking. Like they're not going to get worse than any of like the five or six worst teams, even if they do trade AD. It's just about, this is Cooper Flagg's team now. What's best for Cooper is not spending nearly second apron money on a team that's going to miss the playoffs for two straight years now. Like you can't, the CBA will not allow you to spend this much money and be this bad and get away with it. Like just look what the Phoenix Suns literally had to blow up their team
because the Adelsons
tried. Yeah. And they couldn't.
It's, you know, we assume that a lot of these rich owners are happy just paying whatever because they're rich and we're not. But what was it? There's like a Bill Gates quote that was like
it's the Simpsons making fun of him.
Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah, it's from the Simpsons when he buys out Homer's internet company or whatever.
What does he say?
It. He says, you guys didn't think I got rich by writing a bunch of checks.
It's like, so that's a part of it. But then there's this. And like, this is where I don't like telling people, I can tell you don't watch the games. But like with a lot of people that talk to me, I can tell you don't watch the games. This is from Mark Stein. Listen to this. This is one of the meanest things Mark Stein has ever written. And he's not trying to be mean. Quote, nearly 11 months removed from his arrival in Dallas via the infamous Luka Doncic trade that is still hard to believe on numerous levels, Anthony Davis has been derailed by numerous injuries. Last season, a worrisome left adductor strain and an eye injury that eventually required surgery to replace a detached retina. This season, a left calf strain and now a right adductor soreness stemming from a Christmas Day setback at Golden State. It's been a year, and he has had four incredibly concerning injuries. And if you don't think they're concerning, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, because he's not getting any younger. This is not like, I'm not bagging on AD for this. We're seeing this with Joel Embiid right now. And then like some bodies are not designed to be able to play this kind and this much basketball. Anthony Davis is one of those guys. That's not a mark against him or his talent, but availability is a skill. It's a skill. So I don't know. I feel a little crazy where, you know, Mark is doing the good work and the reporting on the ground where he says that, you know, the owner very much would like to see Flag, AD, and Kyrie play together. I'd like a fucking pony. You know, there's a lot of stuff I would like. You know, it's there's a line in the first Grumpy Old Men with the guy who was Rocky's trainer. He's like 1,000 years old in the movie, and he goes, "You can wish in one hand and you can crap in the other, and tell me which gets filled first." And I think about that every time I hear somebody say something kind of silly like this. And you know, you have Tim Cato going on Locked On Mavs saying, "I don't think the Mavericks are going to make any serious trades this year." That is not. Like is malpractice a fair word?
We have to see what happens. We're still a month away.
That's true.
Let's wait for malpractice till they actually don't do it.
Right. I value Tim's thoughts on these things.
No.
And so for all the messaging right now to be, I don't know if the Mavericks are going to do anything. I just feel like we're in a different continuum of who's watching what, where, you know, you could make the argument like my Kansas City Chiefs, where it's like, oh, they won a bunch of single score games last year. Eventually that's going to turn around. And look, it did this season for the Chiefs. For the Mavericks, they're losing all these clutch games and they lost a ton of them. Well, you know, you get one more player back, you can turn it around. Maybe there's truth in that. But what is the end goal? Is it to be a first round sacrificial lamb to the to the Oklahoma City Thunder? Is that fun to anyone? Like, that's the ceiling. I'm sorry. That's the ceiling of this team. All of the best teams in the NBA right now have young cores, not two over 30 guys who are fantastic and an 18-year-old trying to figure out who he could be.
Yeah. And I think another part of it is some people are like, well, why do you care about the owner's money and saving the money on the tax? And again, it's not the CBA before this one. Yes, that applied there. But you can't overspend now because the owners were like, we don't like Steve Ballmer. And it sucks. It absolutely sucks that the owners wanted this new CBA. But now it's like they've changed it to where like they gave an excuse to owners for not spending, because now if you spend this much, it's harder to do stuff. Like that's the part of it where it's like, no, it's not necessarily about saving money in the owner's pocket. That doesn't factor in. It's about the organization needs to be able to be flexible around Cooper and make moves that help the team going forward. And you can't do that when you're a second apron team. It's harder, you know, it makes three team trades harder. It makes, you know, how many players can be involved in a trade is harder when you're in the second apron or when you're near that line. So again, like, yeah, it sucks that they need to do this because it, you know, in a just world, it's just like, they should just, the owners just pay it and you make the moves you want to make and it's up to the owners to pay for it. And the owners kind of were like, well, we don't want to do that. And they changed it so the rules forced them to not spend as much, but those are the rules. And if they want to make moves, they have to shed salary. Like if they don't shed salary, this is the team for the next two years.
That part
years.
Is lost on most people. And they're not
signing guys. They're not making major trades.
No.
They can't trade. Like they don't have control of their first, but they also, when you're close to second apron, that restricts how many picks in the future you can trade, I believe, as well. Or there's some restrictions on how you can trade, how many picks you can trade. So again, like unless you think this team's going to win a title, this team with no changes is going to win a title in the next 2 years. I mean, you got to start looking at ways to move on to the next era, and you can't do that with as much salary as they're carrying. And one of the ways that they could shed salary is trading Anthony Davis.
And there's lots of guys they could trade.
Yeah, they could trade Daniel Gafford. They could trade Clay Thompson. They could trade Najee Marshall. I mean, if they could find a way to shed a lot of the salary and keep Anthony Davis, and then you just kind of let his contract expire, I mean, I guess that's an option. But
one way or another,
they can't spend this much money on a team this bad 2 years in a row.
Yep.
You just can't do that. You can't. Yep.
Well, we're going to have more time to talk about trade stuff. We're going to have a lot of content in Mavs Moneyball pushing it. I'm interested in talking about this with people to hear what they think. I don't really pay much attention to trade stuff because I just don't. I never bother to learn the CBA. I'm not super interested. I just know that this feels – it's so frustrating to be in a position of, oh, AD's played really well for three games. This feels great. And the whole fan base essentially recoil at the concept of trading him, only for him to have something bad happen. You know, it's like I really don't begrudge him of his injuries. I am a little frustrated about this adductor thing because, as you saw, Jeff Stotts said that this is the 13th groin adjacent injury he has had in his career where he's missed time. 13. That belies a problem.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay. This has been Kirk Henderson and Josh Bowe. We'll be back on New Year's Day. Thank goodness the Mavs don't play a New Year's Eve game. Not like I would do anything on New Year's Eve. I'm like, my wife's going to do something with her friends. And she's like, do you care? I'm like, nope. To me, it's called the day in the week. Josh, you go on and go to bed. I'll take care of all the editing. We only got a few things in. Visit Mavs Moneyball tomorrow. Lots of stuff up. Everybody be good. We will talk soon. Go Mavs.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.